Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
Radio 1, 91 FM, we are joined here by a very special guest. We have Parker on air to have a chat about tour and all things good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. I guess kicking us off, you're halfway through your debut NZ tour. How has it been so far?
I've had such a blast. Yo. Like, it's been crazy. Like, I can't even fathom that I'm literally on a tour right now, and I love New Zealand a bit. So I'm half Kiwi, so yeah. It's awesome. Like, coming, I kind of consider it as a home as well. So coming back home for a tour, it's been amazing.
That's so good. You just played Arthur's Pass over the weekend at a ski lodge. How was that? Fun and your hike as well.
Oh my gosh. So like we literally because I've got three other studio musicians playing with me.
Yeah.
We have fun over as well. Who are also great mates.
Mm.
So we got told we're playing at Arthur's Pass like a bit and we're like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. And then all of a sudden like we get to the spot and we look up and it's like an hour 15, hour 20 hike in straight fog. Like icy path. We're like,
oh,
no way.
No.
This is awesome. But we got up there and it was like sold out, like 130 people.
Shit.
And it was one of the funnest sets I've ever played. Bit of a party after as well.
Yeah,
but
that's always fun.
Oh, it was those guys are amazing up there. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Nice. And you played in Christchurch at Dark Room. Shout out.
Yes, shout out Dark Room.
Shout out Dark Room.
Yeah.
That was a fun time.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some mean tacos beforehand as well.
Oh, they were awesome.
Such good tacos, actually. what's been your favourite part about New Zealand so far?
Oh, I have to say Arthur's Pass.
Yeah.
Literally, waking up, and Australia is very flat land, like everywhere, especially it's only beaches, no snow whatsoever, but... Like, I woke up and I just saw, like, this mountain range with snow covered everywhere.
So
we're all
nice.
Eating the snow. Like, it was crazy. Like, definitely just the views and how beautiful New Zealand is has been the highlight, for sure.
For sure. Have you had a New Zealand pie yet? Very important question.
Oh, okay. So I can pretty confidently say that my last seven meals... have at least been a pie or a sausage roll from a bakery. That's including dinner and breakfast and lunch.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. I've just been eating. I'm eating so many pies. It's crazy.
What's your go-to flavour?
Oh, pepper and steak. Mm. If it has cheese in it as well, that's
Yum.
A bonus. But
that's
usually
a good
all
chat.
The usually all the steak and cheese are sold out. But
True.
So you have to get in early. But definitely I had a pepper steak one. Like 5 minutes from Arthur Pass, and it was probably the best thing I've ever eaten.
Yum. Have you got any pre or post show rituals that you have to do before a gig?
Oh, that's one thing I think a lot of artists have. Mine is low key. The ritual is walking up on stage and then walking off the stage. That's probably the only thing I do. But I always No, I make sure everyone's all prepped. Everyone's like, you know, got all the songs ready.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I need one because I feel like it's a huge part of the feeling of playing a show. But that's one thing I've got to.
True.
Yeah, I've got to try and set up. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like other people's. I know like Letters to Lions a couple weeks ago. I like had a chat to them and they said theirs is just beers, like.
Oh, I think that's a very popular.
It's a very popular one.
That's a very popular thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spacey Jane, they do yoga before
a
show, which is fun.
Do they do yoga?
Yeah, Pepper runs like a yoga session for them before they go on stage, which is sick.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you got to come up with.
I might have to implement that one.
Mm, it'd be funny.
Yoga could be a good one actually.
You and the boys doing downward dog before the show.
Oh. I'm implementing that one into this Auckland show.
Definitely. That's a good
idea.
For
sure.
It's a good idea. Yeah, you play Auckland tonight. A big fan. Keen.
I think that's,
tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow. Yes. And that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't actually been to Auckland before, so it's
First time in Auckland.
It's gonna be cool. I think we sold a decent amount of tickets as well, so it should be a great night. But yeah. I heard Big Fan is a very everything they're doing as well, and the venue is awesome. So I'm super excited.
No, it's gonna be awesome. Exciting. You've got some pretty sick support acts for that too. Got the same.
Oh yes. Yeah. Amber Carly Williams and Honey for Jupiter, which is going to be insane.
That will be so fun.
Oh, I'm so excited. Like, it's going to be another great night. All the shows have been so fun so far. I'm so excited for this Auckland one as well, to finish up the New Zealand side of the tour. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
No, for sure. And then after New Zealand, you head to Seattle. Oh, back to the Gold Coast, and then Seattle, isn't it?
Oh, yes. So I have a Gold Coast festival. And then I fly up to Seattle, which is gonna be which is gonna be crazy.
Nuts.
And then I'll be going down to LA to do some recording as well.
Super.
So I think I'm over there for 3 or 4 months, I think.
Shit, yeah. Nice.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, that's
so excited.
Really fun. Speaking of recording, your latest single, Teenage Daydream, was released about a week ago. Congrats.
Thank you.
Having that out? Yeah.
It's got so much love and support, which is it shocked me a bit. But it's awesome. Like, I had some people off at Arthur's Pass singing a lot of the words.
That's
crazy. I only released this last week. Like, this is nuts.
That's
like, people from another country, like, singing my stuff always, oh, it boggles me. Like, wild. It's such a crazy but awesome feeling.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
No, for sure. That's so exciting. Tell us a little bit about the story behind it. Like, what does it mean? What do the lyrics mean?
Oh, I think it's like you're just trying to capture, teenage side of growing up, because it's so scary. Like, I just turned 19.
Yo.
And it feels like all that, the whole cringe way of saying it, like the teenage daydream is slowly slowly falling out of that. But so I just wanted to really capture, like, what I thought, you know, like in an 80s style, what I felt like my teenage life was. I just kind of put it onto paper, and then I ended up with that song, which was
cool,
which was awesome.
What was the recording process like? Were you in Oz or LA for recording that one?
So I was in LA and with my good friend and producer Natan, we co-wrote that song. So we basically just sat down in our Airbnb last year, and we were just listening to a lot of, like, Tears for Fears, and we were just like, oh, we have to write an 80s song. It's been too long. I love the 80s as well. It's my favorite genre and time of music. We just started jotting down ideas, and then 2 days later we ended up with this song. That was such a fun time.
Yeah.
Quickest 2 days of my life, that's for sure.
Like, in the song, definitely the 80s, like, vibe coming through, and also, like, how much fun it is.
That song is just, it's a bit upbeat, a bit energetic.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the struggles of young love, it's an awesome song. I love that one.
Yeah, true.
Love that one a bit.
Yo, and then Hazel as well, which you released like a couple months ago. Was it?
Probably 3 weeks or a month. Yeah, probably a month now. And that's one that I basically wrote, recorded, released all by myself.
Nuts. That's so cool.
Which was last year.
Yeah,
and it was one of the, like, it was a song where I was like, I just wasn't sold on it for such a long time, but every time I'd play it live, it always get, like, the best reaction, and I'm I kind of have to release it.
Yeah.
That's one that is kind of, you can just tell from the start, it's an Australian artist.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of, it soaks up that whole Aussie beach vibe.
Yeah.
A good summer song.
It's a good summer song.
Which is a bit ironic. I dropped it before, like, right before winter, but
it's all good. Carrying the summer vibes through winter. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I had before. A full year of summer when Hazel drops.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's, but yeah, that song is, I think it's just the earthiness. And it sounds non-professional in a professional way, as
yeah,
I like
no,
to
I
say.
Know what you mean. Yeah.
But yeah, that one was so fun. I got my mates in to sing the chorus and do clapping and stuff. But
that's fun.
That was such a fun recording process.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then, yeah, I mean, you've released a few singles this year and a couple at the end of last year. What's next for Parker?
So in about a month's time, I'm releasing another single called We Do This All The Time.
Nice.
Which is a bit of a switch up, but I've got a music video for it.
Yo.
I got the full plan out, which is so exciting.
That's exciting.
It feels like one of my singles where I've actually planned out a proper process for it.
Yeah.
I feel like stuff's starting to get a bit more serious now, which is means more busy, but also I'm so happy that I get to obviously be in New Zealand where this counts as working.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's
right.
Definitely planning. It's insane. So that's definitely what's next. That single release, and then hopping over to the States, which is going to be so fun.
Super fun.
It's going to rinse my bank account, but it'll be worth it. I'm so excited. It'll be worth it. Fingers crossed.
Nice. Is the music video coming out with the single? Is that the first music video you've ever filmed?
So it's the first one I've ever filmed, but I think my old songs, I used to do some like animation on stuff.
True.
And my song Local Paradise, I just took photos of me and my mates on the night out and just kind of chopped it up on iMovie.
Nice.
And then just slapped that together. But yeah, this one's like my first proper professional music video.
Nice.
Produced by Santiago Salazar from Miami in the States, which is awesome. He is so, so talented.
Mm.
And it really does shine through with this music video. It's so cool.
That's so sick. Oh my god, very exciting stuff, dude.
Oh, it's so exciting.
So exciting. I think that's about all that we've got time for, but was there anything else you wanted to add before we wrap up?
Not really, but I just want to say to anyone in Auckland,
big fan on Wednesday.
Yeah, big fan on Wednesday. So, come along if you can, but I just want to thank you so much for having me on.
Of course, dude. It's been a pleasure. It's been very fun.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yo, thank you.
Awesome,
dude. That was Parker on Radio 1, 91 FM. Right now, we've got his latest track, Teenage Daydream, on the one. Keep it locked. It's going to be a fun time.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.